Dozens of students in LSU Shreveport's Kinesiology and Health Science Department will count the number of bikers and walkers at a dozen intersections in Shreveport for 3 days next week. It's the fourth year of data collection in a survey that's patterned after the National Bike and Pedestrian Documentation Project. Associate Professor of Kinesiology and Health Science, Mary Hawkins, fills more than 300 volunteer slots made up of her students and community members. She says they work four-hour shifts holding clipboards and making hash marks as they watch the non-motorized traffic flow.
I think sometimes people have this theory that, you know, all of this data collection is so kind of esoteric and sort of out there, and you gather the data, but a lot of it is being on the ground and putting hash marks for 4 hours. I mean, that's real life.
Hawkins says it's too early in the data collection to carve out trends, but her students did present this project in 2014 at the National American Public Health Association conference. She says with each year, she fine-tunes the survey collection. It gives her students experience with community-based participatory research.
Every third person, they'll ask them, hey, do you mind taking a small survey? It's a five-question survey. And they also make, so they're not, you know, it's bikers and pedestrians. So we can find out kind of the purpose to inform us a little more, some of that qualitative data mixed in with the quantitative.
Hawkins seeks more volunteers. Data collection begins Monday. The volunteers will also be out Tuesday and Saturday, April 16th. She says the data crunching is done in conjunction with the Master of Public Health program at LSU Health Sciences Center. She says the latest data will be entered by fall and ready for deeper analysis.